grow up and man and his wife take care of them, children go away. You say that family has, what, 10 children?
Raised 10 children.
Some of these are pretty screwy, aren't they?
I sure don't know a family that I expected to get about that many children. And they've never had a death in their family, and none of the children have ever had a death in their family. That's unusual.
I have an aunt who raised 10 children. First one was a boy, the next 9 were girls.
Yeah.
And I think all of the children are living. The husband is dead. He cut himself with a saw.
Yeah.
Got blood poisoning. If you have a little baby and you want to take him outside, what do you put him in out there so you can take him around?
A baby bug is what they call it.
And when you put him in that and take him out, what do you say you're going to do?
Unless you just give the baby some air or something.
Your sister's son will be your
nephew.
And a child whose parents are dead?
So,
and the court will appoint someone to
guard you.
And a child's aunts and uncles and cousins and brothers and sisters and all that, you'd say, are the child's girl, and you'd say they're, if it's a boy, you'd say they're his relatives. If it's
her relatives.
Let's see, some names now. The mother of George Washington was named, and the mother of Jesus was named
Mary.
And there used to be a song, "Oh My Darling, Gray, They Have Taken You Away."
Nellie Gray.
A person whose name is R-A-L-P-H, how would you call him?
Ralph.
And let's see, 4 books of the Bible. There's this one, and then Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew.
Is there a family around here named C-O-O-P-E-R?
Not to know. Is it? No. I started to say Clinton, but I don't know that name.
What would you call a woman if that was her last name? She's married.
Maybe it's Clinton.
And if your local preacher, if you're going to introduce your local preacher to someone, what would you say?
Well, you just call him Reverend, I guess.
Well, let's say you're going to introduce him to me. Bob.
Well, I'd say Bob, Reverend so-and-so.
Any special term for a man who is a, oh, now and then he gets up and preaches?
Well, he'd be a, you mean he just preaches once in a while?
Yeah.
Well, he'd be what they call a layman preacher, wouldn't he? I don't know.
How about a man who does odd jobs and then on occasion he'll pick up a saw and a hammer and be a carpenter? Kind of a carpenter.
Well, he's a jackleg carpenter.